Hi everyone, Peter Westerby here with Anthony Kelly for our second conversation around dialogue practices. We're on Jagera Country Turrbal in Brisbane and super excited to be continuing to learn about the contribution of dialogue theory and practice and what it actually is. People have had an opportunity to listen to our introduction, and today we're really setting the scene for exploring what we see as four key skills that underpin and shape the practice of dialogue. And this is the first one. We're really just going to look at the first one. Is that right, Anthony?
That's correct.
Yep. So my understanding is that this skill is very clearly to understand and distinguish the difference between text, commentary, and subtext. And I'm keen to hear you explain what these three concepts are and why we distinguish.
These three concepts or ideas are absolutely foundational to good dialogue practice. And first of all, you've got to understand and distinguish between these three ideas. The first is text.
Yep.
Text is everything in dialogue. By text, we mean all the spoken words and visible actions and gestures that we as a practitioner see and hear.
Yep.
So it's spoken words and visible actions.
Yep. Okay.
And this is not to be confused with what we call commentary, which is what we understand or think we understand, how we have interpreted what people have said and done.
Okay. So this is clear distinction. The words of the people, the visible gestures, and what we might initially think they mean.
Correct.
Yep.
And text or dialogue is the data line.
Yep.
You follow text, not commentary.
Yep.
Now, this is actually very difficult.
But what's subtext?
Okay. It's very difficult to manage
this,
and that's what subtext is. Subtext is the theory, the ideas that help us manage the whole dialogue process.
Yep.
So that will be a lot of the skilling base that we will explore in the coming sessions.
So this skill is part of subtext, distinguishing between text and commentary.
That's right.
And we distinguish, let's work with those first two, text and commentary, because it's easy to drift to our own commentary and not be rigorous in coming back to people's text. That's what the basic skill is?
That's the basic skill. And it is so difficult, Peter.
Yep, I hear it. And so, yep, go.
Go.
Well, I was kind of keen we're drifting towards that now. Like, why do people get this wrong? Why do practitioners get this basic thing wrong?
Well, we learn our communication skills from a very early age, and habits die hard.
Yep.
Very hard sometimes. But there are four substantial reasons why we tend to get confused between text and commentary. And one surprising one is our own professional training.
Yep.
We actually are trained to see what we see and understand what we understand, and we get very reliant on that.
We become experts. Yeah.
And that takes precedence over what other people are saying and thinking and doing.
Yep.
Now, there is a role for professional understanding, but it usually comes much later when the dialogue is much more mature. That's when we can put our bit into the process. The second really important reason why we make so many errors in this area is our own personal agendas, motivations and limitations. You know, we have our mother and father's voice in our ear, our family background, and the solutions that we've found useful over a lifetime of living. And again, we privilege them.
Yep.
And it's extraordinarily difficult to manage that.
So we actually get caught in our own story rather than the complete opposite, which is hearing the story of other people, the text.
The third really important area is the imperatives of the system that we may be working for. For example, hurry, hurry, hurry. You know, you've got to meet this objective. You've got to meet this timeline. This is the procedure that you must follow. This is the policy area. So what we call the noise of the system, to be able to manage that, not necessarily ignore it, but manage that and not displace the dialogue process, is an incredible skill and discipline that you've got to learn.
It takes time to understand text in terms of people's actions and words.
Correct.
Yeah.
And finally, who you speak to, when you speak to them, where you speak to them, makes a difference as to what text you actually get and how reliable it can be. And it's also important whether they're speaking in third person, like we the people, I am the leader of this community, or whether it's personal text. When people are telling a profoundly personal story, the text is really quite different.
Yeah.
So who you speak to, when you speak to them, how you speak to them is really part of the discipline of managing our commentary so that we actually keep to text.
Yeah, and I guess keeping to text is recognising when we do have interpretations or shift to commentary in our head, recognising that movement and a rigorous return to text.
Managing it constantly.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm just thinking of the kind of a common story, and I was thinking of, say, a community worker is new to a community. They're aware other community workers have had the job before, and maybe in their first encounter with a community leader, they introduce themselves and, I'm the community worker, I'm new here, looking forward to, continuing conversations. And, the response from the community leader is something like, bugger off, we're tired of community workers coming and consulting with us or trying to get us involved. So in that response by the community leader, what's the text?
What's the text? Well, it's bugger off.
Yeah.
And here the discipline is really so important that it's not your reaction that will lead us anywhere. It's our reaction to the dialogue. It's our understanding of what's being said. It's the story behind that is the real issue. So
bugger off.
Bugger off.
We're tired of community workers consulting with us. We need to understand that text.
Well, you would certainly respond by saying, I really want to understand why you are so tired, so we can make it less onerous at least.
Yeah.
So the very words tired, bugger off, become what we work with, not our reaction like, I'm not welcome here, I might run away.
Which would be commentary.
Which would be commentary.
Yeah, and to recognise that movement. And of course, like you talked about those four things, and personal agendas might be conflict avoidance, so you want to run away.
I come from a family that didn't have much conflict at all, so to be confronted like that, it's taken years of practice not to respond to that.
So that's wonderful. So we're saying the first skill is this real clarity about the difference or the distinguishing between text, commentary, subtext.
Subtext.
And the subtext is this kind of knowledge, the discipline, the theory.
And that's why we want to run courses in it, so that people can begin to understand their reaction. Can I finish, Peter, this little section by a little piece of wisdom that we have two eyes, we have two ears, we have one nose, and only one mouth.
Mm.
So the general philosophy and wisdom of this particular tradition is that we speak about one in five.
Okay, that's a delightful picture. Picture's worth a thousand words.
Picture's worth a thousand words. So we listen, we look, we smell and sniff before we get too busy with our mouth and our views.
Great, that's wonderful. Really excited and looking forward to exploring skill number two.
Skill number two.
Yep, okay.